Welcome to the Crimson Circle Monthly Meeting here in Louisville, Colorado. It's a beautiful, hot summer day, and we've got a very hot audience here. They are talking, whoa, yakking, glorious, beautiful, woo!
Yeah.
Woo, full house. We've got so many
full
people.
Full house. They're standing outside. They're lined up for blocks.
It's like the Masters Club.
Like an Apple store. I mean, you know, they're just lined up forever.
Well, am I glad that I signed up for some Apple stock in 2006.
I bet you are.
It's worth 3,000 times what I paid for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to travel to? You and me.
You name it. We can go. I'm buying my own rocket.
Go to the casino.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I heard yesterday that they're the first U.S. corporation to hit $1 trillion in, net worth,
worth
or whatever, in their worth.
They top Amazon, Google, Facebook, everybody.
Let's hear it for Apple. Now, I remember the day when they were just about bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
And we were loyal Apple followers.
From the beginning.
A lot of you are, and that's okay if you're not. But and I remember being given a hard time by some of the engineers I worked with. They said, oh, that's a toy. That thing isn't going to go anywhere, and that company is going to go down the tubes. And now, not that much later, they have the biggest cap value of any company, $1 trillion.
If it weren't for Apple, I would have no computer savvy. It's so intuitive.
I know.
It's so right brain connected. It's so right brain connected that Steve Jobs actually recruited left-handed engineers because that meant they were likely to be more right brain dominant and creative thinking engineers.
That's
Did
true.
You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we hadn't intended to start off this way, pissing people off right away, but hey, this is Crimson Circle. And Linda mentioned that it was a beautiful Colorado day. It is so gorgeous. Well, you can see right behind us how the beautiful mountains. They still have a little snow up in the high altitudes, but just beautiful down here. And it's one of those days where you just feel good to be alive.
It's beautiful, gorgeous day. And we have a lot of guests,
people from outside
the earth.
But before we do that, I just wanted to make note. This is kind of an important day in a lot of regards. Here we are just starting our 20th series. 20 series. I can't believe it. It all started on August 21st, 1999. I'll never forget. In a teepee, you probably heard the story, but in down south here near Colorado Springs, and that was the beginning, the first official Tobias Channel, one that we recorded, and it's continued on from there. We're hitting the 20th series right now. You know, TV shows don't even go that long. They're good for 5-6 seasons maybe, but here we are. That's amazing.
That's right, unless you're a soap opera.
Well, and I look into how far things have come, from the humble beginnings, after the teepee, for the next 4 or 5 months, it was in our living room at home. And then one day we realized that we couldn't accommodate 30, 40 people anymore. We moved to the Coal Creek Hall.
Oh, my gentleman.
We moved to the Coal Creek Hall, and we were there for a lot of years. And I'll never forget, it must have been about 2002 or whatever, and we used to sit in little plastic chairs. Now we have wood bar stools. We've come a long way. Everybody would gather kind of in a semicircle. And then one day, all of a sudden, we looked out. It had to have been, I don't know.
Too many for a circle.
Yeah, too many for a circle. There was 225 people there with the fire code is 175. There were people sitting out on the deck and everywhere else.
Waylands go back to those days. So do. There's a lot of people sitting there that go back to those.
Coal Creek days,
even Edith, who you might not be able to see her because she's sitting in a different chair.
Oh, God. Wow. but she always sat in the same chair at Coal Creek.
True.
And then when we moved here. But anyway, and all of a sudden there's 225 people, and it's like, oh, my gosh, we've got to do something. And so we started the webcast, audio only. So people could listen in, especially if we were sold out. And then shortly after that, John Kaderka got us set up with a video webcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, we got the studio. We've been here for 4 years now, believe it or not. And it just keeps getting better. It keeps getting better.
It's true.
And so we want to thank you as we begin today for being part of this incredible journey. I mean,
absolutely.
It's been amazing.
Thank you to those here and those of you watching online.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
So, okay, we have a lot of people here.
We have a load of guests. I think we need to turn up the lights because it's good.
A load of guests.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, really.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, really. Okay.
I'm going to take a break.
From Toronto, Bianca. Where are you, Bianca? Come on,
stand up.
Just stand up and wave to your audience.
Yeah.
Oh, she's from Canada.
And she was here for the channeling workshop.
There's a bunch of them. Yes, she was, and she was really good. All of them were. And it's so sweet.
Oh, wow. No wonder I felt that force coming from that part of the room.
No, it's so cool that so many you could stay over.
Yeah.
Also from the channeling workshop, Fiona from Great Britain.
Hi.
Wonderful. Right. Thank you, Fiona.
I thought you were going to go back. You changed. Oh, you are staying. Okay. Well, glad you're here. Yeah.
And then from Guadalupe, we have three. We have beautiful Muriel. There she is.
Hello. Good to see you.
Marie and Sylvie. Where are Marie and Sylvie? Wonderful.
Hello. Yeah.
Ben.
Hi.
Come on. You can do it.
Good to see you.
Thank you. Okay. Then we have from, I'm going to try to do my best, Ercebe from Hungary. Where are you, Ercebe?
There. Hi.
Thank you all from the channeling workshop.
Channeling workshop. Yep.
So was Muriel. And then Gloria, also from Hungary.
Uh-huh. Hello. And actually, right now, Tamea is sitting in the Master's Club doing the translation.
Yes, she is.
So you can understand what we're saying. Yeah.
She does incredibly good translation.
Yeah.
And she brought this group and agreed to do that and just took total charge of it. And we didn't have to worry about it at all. It was such a treat.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't know if we can get a shot in the club. Oh, we will when we get to Tamea.
They're trying. Okay. It's not the best
shot.
Oh, there she is. Yay! Hello, Tamea.
So you guys are really good back there.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's also from Hungary. And with the chauffeur is a dear Chambre friend, Robert from Hungary.
Robert?
Yes.
Good to see you.
Okay, I'm only halfway through the list.
I know.
Okay, from Mexico, we have Alejandra. Where are you, Alejandra? Oh, hello. Glad you could be there. She just checked in.
Good to see you.
Okay,
fine. You know, if you need a seat or something, Sard will move for you. And not.
Now, hell's not frozen over. Uh-uh. Okay.
Oh, so, you're in the club. Okay.
Okay. Okay. From Netherlands, we have Rena. Rena, where are you? Hello.
Hi.
Also from the channeling workshop. All right. Then we have Cindy from Los Angeles.
Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Welcome, Cindy. Melissa didn't make it because she had that injury. Okay. Then we have why does this person count?
I wouldn't say their name right now. Move up. Why does this person count? Oh.
Is there a place called Denver, California? It can't be. Somebody's listening.
Whose name is it?
No, I can't say her name because remember I said it.
Right.
Okay, it was bad.
Okay. Okay. Move on.
She didn't check in, thank God. Okay. Jackie from Montana. Where are you, Jackie? Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Good to see you.
With Robert from Montana.
Hey, good to see you.
And Kirsty from New Mexico doing the channeling workshop.
Yeah. Hi.
And Jorge Marino from Utah. Welcome.
Hey, good to see you.
That's our group.
And for those who are sitting in the Master's Club, we do have 4 seats available. Poor Larry feels bad because there's three. Actually, all the empty seats are right around you, Larry. You're right in the middle. I actually see 5 empty seats. So,
and Larry, aren't you single and available?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then right in front of him is Damien, who is also single and available. Anybody, any other single and available?
That's probably why those seats aren't filled.
Okay, but nobody else is zoning up.
We do have actually 6 seats open in here. You know, I think they're having their own party over in the Masters Club. Let's take a shot over there real quick just to see. I bet you they're partying. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a clam. That's definitely a clam.
Eating, drinking.
Okay.
And you know what they're doing, Linda? They're making little comments, snide little comments about what's going on in here. Everybody's going to go in there. Okay. So we do want to welcome everybody watching in online today. We thank you for being here, whether you're we could turn the lights up so they can find their way. This is like the usher bringing you through the theater when you're late. Have the lights up a minute so they can see. Ladies, got plenty of room.
There you go.
Plenty of room.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little coordinating here. Okay. And welcome to everybody watching in online today from all around the world. It's truly amazing to have you here. What a journey it is, whether you're new to Crimson Circle, whether you've been here for a while, you just feel that beautiful, amazing energy of family, but not like your biological family. I mean, this is like good family.
Who is it that's organized a family reunion?
I did, but, you know, we all have to suffer. Okay. So, no, it really is. And when Chamber gets together, there's nothing like it. I mean, it's fun. It's open. It's, you know, a bunch of pirates. It's truly amazing. So
we try to make it possible for you to be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at, gosh, what we did last month. It was the last of the Wing series. This is the last time you're going to see the lead-in for it, so savor every moment as we play the recap from the Shoud series 11, from the Wings Shoud series. You know, we're finishing the Wings series. Wings, like emerging out of the cocoon, getting ready to go. That butterfly, almost in being. I came up with a name for the next series. The Emergence series. Emerging out of unnatural states. Emerging out of the physical body. Emerging out of the limitations of the mind. Emerging out of old identities, beautiful stories, but emerging through them now. And the question again from the Ascended Masters and from Calder, are we really ready? I mean, is this the time for realization? And the answer is definitely yes. Why wait any longer? Why continue to think about it? Why continue to work on things? Some of the issues, some of the things standing in your way, we're just going to blow up. We're just going to blow them up. And I have to tell you right now, the biggest thing standing in your way is you, the human self. And we're going to have fun blowing it up. We're going to have fun getting it out of the way. They're like big boulders in the road, kind of keeping the natural flow from happening. We'll just blow it up. A human will be okay in the process. And the human is actually secretly, maybe not so secretly, hoping we're going to blow it up. We're going to get very into the experience. There will be clarity about what we're doing the next few years. After that, watch out. There's going to be a whole different ballgame around here. There's one issue we have to really address, and it's a sticky, tough issue. And it's one that you want to let go, but you're not going to right away. It's going to take a little bit because it's so sticky, it's so ingrained, it's so ugly. And it makes you a victim. And it's the victim of feeling guilt. As we're opening the wings right now, we're about to take off, really to emerge. If you got that sticky stuff on your wings, you're not going to fly very well. You'll tumble a lot. You hang on to that guilt. You hang on to it out of shame. You hang on to it as the biggest form of self-testing that you have. I'd like all of you to feel into this. Where does your guilt live? If this is a big house, some of you it's going to be more in the basement. Kind of tucked away down there. A lot of you, it's in the attic upstairs, kind of what you call the superconscious versus the subconscious. A lot of you, your guilt is in the bedroom. Sexual guilt is the strongest guilt of all. A lot of you, it's in the living room. It's there, you parked guilt in the living room, and you're not really letting yourself live. Some of you, like Paul, in the kitchen, how you bring energy in. how you nurture and nourish yourself. And then it shows up in your body if your guilt is in your kitchen. Some of you have it in closets, not so much in the bathroom. Take a look. Where's that guilt? We're not going to try to understand, psychoanalyze guilt. It is time for you to recognize it's a big freaking game that you're playing. That's it. You're playing your own victim game. It cannot go on. Period. But once you recognize it's a big game, it's a big way of testing yourself, a big way of holding yourself back, and you just get rid of guilt, you will be free to emerge, to fly, to soar. It's just time to stop playing the game. That's the question that needs to be answered. Am I ready to stop playing the game of being my own victim? No more. That's it. Done. Wipe the slate clean, and that's where the issues will come up. Can I really just wipe the slate clean? We'll come to this point, coming into true embodied realization. We'll come into this point, and it's a decision on your part. Conscious decision. The master sitting, waiting. I am. Conscious decision on your part. Are you going to stop playing the game of being a victim to yourself? Are you ready to give up that game? It's either a yes or a no. That's it. Yes or no. Nothing else. Don't say anything in between. Are you ready to give up guilt, being a victim to yourself? It is a huge game, and it will hold you back. Yeah, what a way to end the Wing series.
Just don't let any sticky stuff on your wings.
No sticky stuff on the wings.
No
so,
crash.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was the last of the Wing series and getting ready for the new one. But first, we're going to talk about recent events.
Cool.
What did we do?
Well, we had what you and I would both call the best channeling workshop we have ever done.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, the workshop blew us away because it totally represented the evolution and energy in all of us. And it was there with that group. It was beyond words.
Last weekend.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, it was just last weekend.
Was it?
We had 39 people. We limited the number because we like to do a lot of personal interaction. And one thing I like about it, I'm not channeling.
Cool.
You know, it's a different thing. I can just be me. And we tell stories about, you know, how we got into it and funny things that happened along the way. But by the second day, we're with the group, breaking into small groups, and they're channeling.
Jeff used to be kind of shy, and so he didn't normally share little stories or what it was like, his trepidations and concerns and fears when he started channeling. And he leaks those out sometimes when we do the channeling workshop. So you get to learn a little bit about Jeff Hoppe, the channeler.
But it's fun to actually tell others, you know, how we got into this and some of the funny things, really funny things that have happened along the way. But the focus was really on sensing. We call it the channeling workshop, but it's really about sensing and allowing yourself to feel again. 39 people from 13 different countries. That was amazing.
That was amazing.
As far away as South Africa, we had people from all over. I mean, Europe, North America. South America.
The event was so beautiful. One of the things that set the pace for it that I just was so endeared with was when we asked people why were they here, each one of them was about expanding their connection with themselves. It wasn't they wanted to be some big rock star. They just really wanted to expand on their ability to sense and to communicate for themselves.
And we started off the first day. We are in here and we talk, we tell stories. We do the setup. What channeling is, a lot of the myths about channeling that are out there, and really how to
ethics.
Do ethics and, things to do, not to do. And the beautiful thing is then we get into it with everybody, and by the second day, we're channeling. And the thing that I notice when other people channel is the use of their hands.
More than ever.
Yeah. At first, you know, when we first get into it, they're kind of tight, but by the end of the third day, you know, the hands are moving and the words are just flowing out of their mouth.
The group really allowed themselves.
Yeah. And I think what made a huge difference here was that we're finding with all the workshops, they just keep getting better. And it's because of the attendees of Chambra. They just keep getting better, more and more genuine, less and less guilt and shame, you know, what Adama's talked about last time, really moving into a whole new territory. So this one was incredibly fun to do. And you could just feel the energy, particularly like that last day over in the Masters Club. Everybody was gathered around and doing their channeling. They're given specific things to channel. So it's not like just, okay, channel something.
No, it's guided.
It's very, very guided. But yeah. It was the energy in there was so beautiful.
I was honored to be a part of it.
It was thick. It was tearful at times. The one thing I really, really loved was we went through a number of experiences channeling everything from a book, you know, sensing into the energy to channeling some really big angels. And the thing that people liked channeling the most of all was themselves.
Yeah.
That was really profound. It wasn't like, oh, I love channeling Isis or Archangel Michael or anything like that. The tears came. Poor Linda was so busy running around with a Kleenex box. The tears came when people were channeling themselves. Their, I guess what you call your higher self, what Adama says, the free self. But, you know, that's really what they love to do.
Self-sensing.
Yeah.
Self-sensing.
And, the remote control was stuck here. There it goes. Yeah, so it was incredible. We do this once a year, and I know next year we're actually going to do it in Europe.
We're determined.
Yeah. I'm having a few problems with this, so. Pardon? Oh, it's there. I was pointing at the TV. No wonder. It used to be there. Now it's back. Okay. All right. So great fun it was, and I really enjoyed doing it. We're going to do it next year in Europe because a lot of Europeans come all the way over here for it. So we said, we'll go there and do it. We'll announce it. We're kind of honing in on the date and the location right now, Okay. Let's take a look at upcoming events. You don't like that graphic. When I showed it before, she's like, that is so, what
it's
did you call
best.
It?
It's creepy.
No, it's like us turning from structures into...
It's creepy. Stuck into a building? Ugh.
No, it's coming out of a building. We have been in our buildings. We've been sitting in our same chairs, and now we're emerging. I loved it because
keep
it's
telling
like...
Me. Keep
it's
telling
like,
me.
It's emerging out of an old structure, and now we're coming to... Our divine human self.
It's not working for me.
And let's go back and take a look at
it's torture.
We take a vote. Everybody online, do you like it? You don't like it? All right. Put it on Facebook. Okay. Sorry. I need to get it pointed back there. Okay. Upcoming events. Let's take a look what's in stock for Colorado for this month. Just a month left. Unfortunately, we had to cancel the Chambra Tarot Party. Guruji had some health issues. Her doctor didn't want her to fly. She wasn't willing to walk from Florida, so we had to cancel. We are going to ask her. I think she's just a hoot. We're going to ask her if she would do a videotape of kind of a. We'll give her some things to do the readings on. No, I love her. I think she's great. Crazy. So that was canceled. Sorry. Sorry. So we have next weekend free. The weekend after that, the day before my birthday is...
that's right. We celebrate all month.
Yeah. We haven't done much celebrating so far.
We'll go there.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right. So the new human species with me, Steve Rother, Jim Self, moderated by Linda. We're going to be talking, getting everybody's kind of view about what they are getting from the entities. Where the human species is going.
So we'll turn that into your birthday party.
Yeah, it was actually Jim Self's idea. You know, we said we'll all get together again like we did last summer. And we said, what topic? And he came up with a new human species. And I'm like, Pronost, yes. I mean, it was so comfortable for me because all Adamus has talked about with Pronos. So,
you are always my rock star when we do that.
We've got, I think, at least 1,000 people signed up online so
far. Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah. It's free. She got all excited. You got to pay $33 if you're here because we're going to have wine and cheese party.
And celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, we're going to have some Gala wine and cheese whiz, so it's worth $33. Woo! Knock it out of the ballpark. No, we're going to have some really good cheese and you know, it'll be so good that Adamus will be proud of us for the wine and cheese.
Well, so what are those two little circles? It's, I mean, it's going to be in English and Spanish?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
See, everything these days is icons, symbols. You don't write things out anymore. It's just a little smiley face, a little emoticon. Yeah, that means English and Spanish. I thought that was so clever.
So old.
I thought that was so clever. But see, you noticed it because it's the only thing in color on that slide. Of course, the recording will be available afterwards. We put it out. Steve
for free.
And Jim puts it out. We put it out for free. Okay. Last year, with the thing we did, I forgot what the subject was.
I don't know, but you were the topper.
Thank you, darling. But we had over 100,000 views on it. I mean, so it gets out there. Yeah.
And you can share it because you didn't. It was free.
Yeah. Okay. After that, September, we're off to Italy, Tuscany. Oh. I look forward to that every year. Yeah. You were thinking leather. I was thinking wine. I mean, yeah. So
could be an interesting combination.
It's the master's guide. The second time we're going to have done this. First time was in Norway. It sold out, so we're not going to dwell on it. After that, we go down to Bled, Slovenia, for this huge Chambra gathering, the magic of the masters, and it sold out this week. Wow. We, you know, the auditorium there holds 500 people, and we are sold out. Could you imagine?
That is going to be a
circus. That's going to be a circus.
You got
yeah.
It.
It is going to be fun.
But wait,
there's more.
Next slide.
I don't think the non-Americans get it. So, yeah,
you
but
know,
wait,
the infomercials where they're
yeah.
selling stuff?
Yeah, the Ginsu Nice, but wait, there's more. Yeah. I always, you know, that was one of my fantasy jobs, to be one of those infomercial.
You expect one channel, but there's going to be more.
Call before midnight. Orders are limited. But wait. I know. But wait, there's more.
We got to dumb this. And there's more.
And there's more. Oh, no, there's not more. That's just me. There's no more.
Oh, no, there's Kathumi.
We're going to have Adamus, Kathumi, Saint Germain,
Jaboom,
and Sam. So it'll be really. I'm going to have to really be in top form. I'm going to really have to get myself.
Are you saying that sometimes you don't channel in top form?
I didn't say that, but it is implied and probably true. No, I've got to really get my focus. And you know how I do it? I'll reveal something as long as
you
we're
smoke.
Talking about. No, not smoking. I tap into Chambra. Everybody who's there, everybody who's going to listen to it, I tap into Adamus and you, of course, but I tap into Chambra. And then, boom, it's there.
We're so honored.
The audio recordings will be available for charge by the end of October. We're going to have a video camera there, but I don't think we're going to do we're not going to do a full video production. It's a lot of work. But we'll have audio recordings.
It's just too big in that kind of a center. It's a huge community center. We own it. The little town of Bled is actually quite tiny countryside. There's a lake that you can spend half the afternoon just walking on the lake.
It's sold out. Everybody's going to be like, oh,
yeah,
why are you
so
telling
sorry
us
you
about
missed it?
It.
You lose.
We do encourage you to get on the wait list because there are always there's always a turnover. When we decided to do this and we talked about we needed something bigger than what the hotel had, and we said let's book the conference center. I'm like, hey, because it's pretty embarrassing to have a conference center that holds 500 and you only have 40 people there. You know, it's like really empty. But earlier this week, it sold out. It's like, wow, what a session that's going to be. Anyway, that's coming up.
Beautiful little city.
Yeah. Okay, November, back to Hawaii.
Oh.
And I'm not going to spend too much time talking about it because.
Oh, please, come on.
The first one is sold out. Second one, Japanese. We still have room. You can see right there. It says still, I think we have about 8 spaces. Can't you see the 8s there? There's a bunch of them. Okay, we still have space. So If you're in Japan, come to Hawaii. It's not that far.
It's halfway.
Amyo retreat. Yeah, do it.
And the island's very Japanese friendly.
Okay, November back here in Colorado. I forgot what we're doing. Oh, it's Sexual Energy School Online. We're going to do it at the end of the month, November 30th through December 2nd. It's online, which really works well, really works amazingly well.
It allows us to connect to anyone in the world that would like to be a part of that material. And as we've said, it's the only material that we've made a prerequisite to live events, to any of the smaller live events, because the difference in the audience and the interaction and the management of energy is so profound.
It is. We offer this twice a year, usually right at the end of the year and right about mid-year. So this is our end-of-the-year offering. And I looked up some facts the other day. We always send surveys out. So I took a look from the last time we did the SES back in, I forget when it was, June.
Yeah.
And the attendee ratings. So they gave Tobias 4.7 out of 5, pretty respectable, and Adamus 4.8. Whoa, don't you know Adamus went and put that in Tobias's face, you know? Like, oh, like me a little better, huh? We all always ask people, you know, did you like it? Was it life-changing? Was it nothing? This is pretty consistent. 60% say it's life-changing. I mean, that's big. And then another 38% said a good positive experience, and 2%, okay, just interesting, fell asleep during the course.
Sometimes it takes time for the real advantages of that workshop to really show up in your life.
And 100% they said they would recommend it to other people, and that's really
profound.
Profound. And, you know, we always have the feedback. Somebody says, well, I don't need to take it, but I saw this comment from an attendee. Do you want to read it?
No.
Okay. Attendee said, wow, just wow, I never really understood nor could understand the depths of feelings in the school before actually taking it. By the end of the first day, I was in awe, and by the second, I was transformed. After that second day, it felt as if a dense knot had been scooped out of my lower abdomen. It feels as if I've been waiting for this school my entire life. This is one of the most important experiences I've allowed myself, and I'll never be the same again. You know, it's profound,
that's the truth, and I wanted you to read it because I wanted them to hear your voice,
okay.
But also I the angle of the screen didn't want to make
gotcha.
It very easy for me to read it, but it's just, the school was never anything when we went to do it that I thought, I was just like, oh my God, I was so not wanting to do it, but had to, and then once we got through it and I saw the effects of it, it's never been the same. I mean,
yeah.
It's just incredible. And as life goes on, that material has gotten more and more pertinent than ever.
But we felt in it, you know, we host it live, even though it's over the internet and playing videos. We host it live, and now I can feel the layers and layers
right.
that have been added to it by everybody who's attended a school with a certified teacher or watched it online. There's now so much of the Chambra consciousness in there.
Okay.
It's actually grown the what you get energetically from the school. And you know,
I've noticed that a lot too.
Yeah, and once in a while we get the comment, oh, you guys are always pushing it. Only because we have seen the difference it makes in people's lives and in our own life. It's not that we're trying to push anything, but we want people to understand this is so transformational at every level. You come to understand energy feeding, love of self. It's truly, truly brilliant. That's why we talk about it like this. We host it live. There's channels, the original Tobias channels, and then the add-on new channels, updates from Adamus. And it's, wow.
Okay.
Anyway, that's coming up. Hawaii in February. And it is, oh, there's 4 spaces left. Good. I'm looking forward to it. Linda and I just came back from Hawaii a week ago or something like that.
2.
And, so beautiful there. And it's so interesting because this volcano is putting out all this energy. It's really quite beautiful. We flew over it one night, and it's like, wow.
It was over the top.
It's spectacular.
I couldn't have imagined it.
Breathtaking. And people are worried about the VOG, and first of all, The volcano is 100 miles away from the villa.
On the other side of the mountain.
Other side. And there were a couple days where my eyes got a little itchy, but it was never... It wasn't as bad as when I come down from the mountains down to the city here, and I start sneezing and my eyes are stinging. It's not that bad.
No.
Yeah.
It's actually quite incredible, and I still think it's funny that people are blaming Chambra for it.
For the volcano, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's funny.
Then we're going to be doing the threshold. We have 12 spaces still open for that, the threshold in Hawaii. Okay. Ooh, I think that takes us to Chambra noon. Before I go any further, though, I want to mention that we're working on our schedule for next year, later in the year. We're not quite ready to announce, but we've got a pretty good idea of what we're going to be doing the rest of the year. Next month, we'll start coming out with a lot of it.
Okay.
Okay, Chambra News. What's in the news? As always, the Chambra Magazine. It was a special cover this month with our Emergent series. We found that graphic, and it's like, whoa, that's it. That's it. So, Chambra Magazine, the art of emergence.
Okay.
I'm practicing my announcer voice. What else? Oh, yeah, just a reminder, there's no Shoud in October. If you show up here or you show up online, there's no Shoud because we're going to be in Slovenia with 500 crazy Chambra. Yeah.
Should be interesting.
So, we always skip 1 month every year, and this happens to be in October.
That's
worked
right.
out. Oh, gosh, yeah. There was recently an Adama sighting, and and it was maybe not what you think it is, but it was actually, somebody brought it to my attention just yesterday, that there is a small village, just a little village in central Romania by the name of Adamas. It's located somewhere, I'll zoom out on the map, somewhere between Cluj and Brașov. So it is actually right in the core of Transylvania. And it got me to wondering, you know, why would somebody name their town Adamas unless maybe he named it?
Well, he does claim that that's the area where the mystery schools were.
Yeah, he did. Actually, that sign that I showed, the name of the city, actually Horace sent that to me yesterday when I mentioned him, oh, I just found the name of this town. He said, oh, yeah, my grandparents live right by there. And he took the picture a number of years ago, and he said, oh, I'll send you the picture of the sign, just so everybody believed it. It's, you know, a small little village. It's kind of one of those drive-through villages. I grabbed these shots from, Google Earth.
Is that stunning?
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of quaint. You know, this is typical Romanian scene. You've got a great big John Deere harvesters in the background, but people with their horses up front. And like every small town, it's got to have its cemetery. So I just thought that was kind of interesting to throw
pretty
in the
cool
news. Yeah. Yeah. So there is a place called Adamas. We need to visit there. It's not that far from Cluj if we ever go there for a workshop. But go to Adamasville? I mean, wow. You want me to pick that up? Anyway. Sorry. Excuse me. There you go. You're having a problem with that paperwork today. Just keeps falling off your... I know. It's because of the wing series. It's just flying off your lap.
Oh, it's the wind.
Okay. On the cloud class, just as a reminder... We've got ProNOS 2018 update. Goodbye, Gaia. And as somebody mentioned, I think online or something, they're like, this isn't a ProNOS update. This is a whole topic in itself. I mean, it's he talks about Gaia's leaving and what comes next. It's really amazing.
It's really good information. It's not just it's about the potentials and beyond. So it's not just adios. It's beyond adios.
Yeah. It's really... there's so much information in it. It's three sessions. You've got 90 days to view it, and it's just $44 through.
Don't be distracted by that name because it goes way beyond the leaving.
Yeah. Okay. And, well.
What?
What comes next? Oh, thank you to everybody. We got through really quick today. You want to just tell jokes for a while? No. Okay. We didn't have a lot of events or media or anything else, so we got through really quick, but.
There was one other event in July.
Yes.
we had the opportunity to officiate the union of Tad.
Oh, right.
And Gary.
Well, I wished I had pictures of that.
Yeah, I did too.
They got married. And do you guys want to stand up? And yeah. And look, they're still sitting together near each other. Yeah. And I think that was like the hottest day that we've had in about 10 years. It was 100 degrees. You guys picked a great location for the service. It was a lot of fun, but it was outside. It was a little warm, but
day
it was
the show.
It was a lot of fun. So
we'll send you a couple pictures.
Oh, good, good.
Thank you.
Great. Good. Thank you. So congratulations. The other thing we did is an angel webcast just the other day.
We sure did.
With Adamus right here at the studio. I didn't do a slide because it wasn't a regular event.
Oh, only it was for the angels.
Yeah.
Got it.
But I'm tying it in with the thank yous because we want to thank the Crimson Circle Angels. We do a special webcast twice a year, once in the summer, once right around Christmas. And it's the one time where Adamus takes questions.
About the only time. Yeah.
No, maybe the only time. Usually he asks the questions.
He let people send them in, and we went through as many of them as we could, and it went well.
But he had a really good message, too, because he always starts off with his own message. A really, really good message. I know he's going to talk about it a little bit today, so we'll see what happens with that.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So thank you, angels. It was our pleasure to be able to do that and to have that channel for you.
And also thank you to all the web hosts, the translators, everybody who's workshop hosts, Crimson Circle staff. There's such a...
I get stressed when we start going through this list because there are so many people that do things that you can't even imagine, that to even try to start listing them, I get paranoid that we're going to forget somebody and offend them because there are so many people out there that help to support what we all do. And you can't...
There's a whole team behind all of this working a lot.
And volunteers, it's sweet and it's stunning.
So let's take a good deep breath in gratitude for all those who make Crimson Circle work. 19 years of making it work. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back at half past the hour. So you got a nice long break to eat and take a walk or do whatever you want. We're going to come back for the first of the new Emergence series.
Are you ready?
So we'll see you back here in 45 minutes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.